The Fine Arts Center at Colorado College is 100 years old this year. It began in the former home of philanthropists Julie and Spencer Penrose in 1919 as the Broadmoor Art Academy. By the 1930s, what was initially a local art colony had become a major force in the art world. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman spoke with Matt Mayberry, director of the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum and a member of the 91.5 KRCC Community Advisory Board, about the influence the Fine Arts Center has had on the city.
Thanks for coming in, Matt.
Thank you.
So I think we should kind of start at the beginning. When General Palmer founded Colorado Springs in the late 1800s, his vision for the city was kind of this oasis, flourishing culture. In its early years, how did the Broadmoor Art Academy, which we now know as the Fine Arts Center, how did it fit that image?
Palmer wanted Colorado Springs to be a place that would be the most attractive place for homes in the West. In order to do that in a community in which you did not have industry, which was part of Palmer's vision, you needed great institutions and the environment that would encourage people who just wanted to live in a beautiful place with a wonderful climate that had a culture that was attractive. The Broadmoor Art Academy and the Fine Arts Center certainly fit within that grand vision that Palmer had.
And are there any specifics you can point to of how having this institution so early on in the history impacts that it would have had, maybe events or people who came?
Well, part of the impact that the Fine Arts Center has is a result of the gold that flowed downhill out of Cripple Creek and into Colorado Springs. So you really can't understand the Fine Arts Center or the Broadmoor Art Academy without understanding we had more millionaires per capita than most other cities in the United States at that time. And that wealth encourages and gives kind of the ability to support the fine arts. But what it does is it also attracts to Colorado Springs, a relatively small town in a relatively isolated location, amazing artists, amazing performing arts opportunities that you just don't get in the American West. And so it's this cross of where Colorado Springs is at the base of Pikes Peak, of access to wealth because of the mining industry, and the desire to create an arts institution of what it became.
So from 1919 to 1936 it becomes the Fine Arts Center that we now know. I mean, there's been some renovations, but it opens in 1936. So in those 15 years, things had really progressed. I saw on a little brochure from the Fine Arts Center, they had had Cezanne, Matisse, Picasso, Vincent van Gogh, the likes of those massive names in modern and contemporary art on exhibit. How do you attract that level of art to the West? I mean, we're at that point pretty far away from the major art museums elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. It goes back to having wealth that you can commit to attracting not only the art that you mentioned, the names that you mentioned, but also leaders within the art field themselves who could come here and participate and lead the Fine Arts Center. You know, a way of thinking of that is the building itself, the John Gaumine building that we know as the Fine Arts Center, is itself a statement. You attract, you know, an architect who can create a signature building in this, again, rather remote location of the American West. That itself takes vision, it takes commitment, and it takes the resources to do it. And all of the early years and even the later years of the Fine Arts Center is all about access to resources that made the whole thing possible.
We've talked about wealth quite a bit. Part of the mission of the Fine Arts Center is to make art accessible to everyone. How does that affect the community?
I think it's really important to say that even in those early years, while it was the millionaires who lived in Colorado Springs that made the Fine Arts Center possible, it was about making the fine art available to the public. And so what the Fine Arts Center is doing today, by welcoming people into their doors, by presenting exhibits, by encouraging more understanding and awareness of the arts, is all about engaging the public. All cultural institutions try to do this, and to make, you know, what they do meaningful, relevant to the community. And I would say the Fine Arts Center has done that since day one.
And it's on the same piece of land. That doesn't seem like that would happen very much, especially in a growing city.
Yeah, in the heart of downtown, within what is essentially a residential neighborhood, it's been an anchor of our community. You know, our community is about to celebrate its sesquicentennial, its 150th anniversary. And to think that the Fine Arts Center has been in that location, you know, two-thirds of the time that we've been around, we're fortunate.
That was Matt Mayberry, director of the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, speaking with 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman. The Fine Arts Center is an underwriter of 91.5 KRCC. It's operated by Colorado College, which is also the station's licensee.